WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. A 45-year-old man is in custody for an attack in Boulder, Colorado that FBI Special Agent in Charge Mark McCullough calls an act of terrorism.
Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. The suspect was heard to yell "Free Palestine" during the attack.
Six people were taken to hospital burn units. One is critical. Police Chief Stephen Redfern.
Boulder is not immune to tragedy, sadly, and I know a lot of people are scared right now. A lot of people are upset and questioning how this happened and why. All I know is Boulder has recovered before from acts of violence, and we will again.
Referencing a shooting rampage at a grocery store in Boulder that killed four people 4 years ago. The suspect in this attack, Mohammed Sabri Solomon. Several blocks are closed in Boulder. They are still cleaning the area for devices. This is ABC News. Ukraine carried out a secret operation overnight to take out Russia's military equipment, an operation in the works for more than a year. ABC foreign correspondent Marcus Moore reports.
Ukraine landing a punishing blow against Russia with a surprise drone attack, Operation Spiderweb, targeting key airfields and strategic nuclear-capable bombers deep inside Russia. More than 40 aircraft ablaze after the highly sophisticated operation was launched Sunday.
Ukraine's attack came as Russia carried out some of its most intense bombing of Ukraine so far. The two sides are supposed to hold direct talks Monday in Istanbul. No word if that's still happening. If you see a glow in the sky, it's because of a geomagnetic storm in the northern U.S. lasting into Monday morning. NOAA says it's possible the northern lights could dip as far south as Alabama. It happens when the sun's surface erupts, sending energy toward us. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Listening to Max Inc. Radio, rounding out the 9 o'clock hour. You just heard from the lower fifth on an incredible Live in the Lair, and we're about to hit a 9 o'clock double dip with Kelsey Miles. She is going to be at Atwood Fest on Sunday, July 22nd, 2 p.m. on the Luther Allison stage. She's a chemistry professor and songwriter from Kansas City. And we've got two songs of hers coming up, so let's take a listen.
Funky. forgiveness I could voice. Yes, I heard every word. It's still ringing in my head. Fueling my fear. Oh, screaming red. It's like trying to run from the thread of yesterday. Holding you back, you can't let it go.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
seems my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. So sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light.
Yeah, that is Kelsey Miles, Save My Soul. I'm Rocker here with Jane. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello.
And wow, Atwood Fest is coming, and Kelsey Miles, she's going to have her full band. I think it might be up to a 10-piece band.
Oh, wow.
That she's going to be bringing. Yep.
Impressive.
And she's, you know, down in Kansas City, so she'll be coming back up for Atwood Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait. She's played before at the Luther Allison stage, but this will be the first time for her on the Clyde Stubblefield stage.
What, you mean she's coming all the way from Kansas City to Madison? That is such a long ride. You know, when I was in school, I was in the band, and we took a trip to St. Louis, and it was about 6 hours of cornfields and windmills.
Yes.
And it was crazy making. So I hope she doesn't lose her mind on the road like I almost did.
Well, she's got a lot of buddies up here, and she does a lot of recording. And
okay.
So she comes between classes or teaching.
Mm.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I heard she's a chemistry professor. I just saw that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
And she had gotten her doctorate degree and then started learning how to play guitar.
Wow.
And that all came to her at a late age, considering most musicians start much younger.
Well, it's never too late to start learning an instrument, in my opinion.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And she proves it.
Yeah.
You know, she's totally amazing. Well, let's see. We still have, Marta Hansen is here. She's going to be coming up in just a few minutes. She is the piano gal.
So I've heard.
And she's on a new mission because, you know, she released this song, Bang Bang. And she's going to tell us about the new video and her mission about it coming up after the break. And right now, you know, we've been talking about Atwood Fest.
Sure, we sure have.
You know, I mean, I know I'm involved with it and everything, but I think it's one of the best music festivals here in the Midwest.
True.
And we just love the local musicians that come and play from not only here, but regionally, Chicago, Minneapolis, Green Bay. They come from all different places. But one of them, Adem Tes Fay Band, you know, I'm thinking, didn't this already show up in the playlist earlier?
I'm pretty sure it did. Yeah.
I'm sensing something in the forest right now.
I can get a different song up if you want.
Let's take a listen to the Jeremiah Jams Band. Now, they're from Appleton, right?
Right.
And it's Jeremiah and his wife, Emily, and they front the band. She plays sax. He plays. They're multi-instrumentalists. Amazing band. They're going to be playing on the Luther Allison stage. I want to say it's the Sunday. You can check atwoodfest.com for all the details. Right now, let's check it out. This is Dancing in Your Soul, Jeremiah Jams Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Back now. Don't be sad.
The Jeremiah Jams Band, man, they are playing all over Green Bay and the Fox River Valley, but they will also be playing at Atwood Fest on July 27th, 4 p.m. That's opening up for a Demtest Fay band, the headlining band on the Luther Allison stage, and they are going to be a lot of fun. You know, in a minute, we're going to hear from Paige Kleber, and Paige Kleber is going to be playing on the Sugar Maple stage on Sunday, July 27th at noon, and she opens that day. And I thought I'd tell you about Paige Kleber. So I'm hanging out at the Whammy Awards, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards this year, and it was great. They gave me this honorific. They inducted me into the Wall of Honor for the Whammy Awards. And while I'm there, I'm on the staircase, and I hear they're giving away the award for the Rising Star, you know, kind of young people. And they say all these people's names, and all of a sudden they're like, Paige Kleber. And I'm like, Paige, she's up for an award. I ran up the stairs, and I was right by the podium. And Paige is sitting at the first table. And so she gets up to go up to the podium, and she goes to the wrong side of the stage where there was no stairs, but I'm standing there. So I had the honor to shake her hand first, before she even got onto the podium to accept the award. And she just turned 12 years old. She just turned 12 years
old.
And she's already performed the national anthem at the Bucks game, at I think a Badgers football game. I mean, all over the place. She's a rising star. So I thought we'd pull out a song because she's playing at Atwood Fest, like I said, on the Sugar Maple stage at noon on July 27th. Right now, let's listen to this is Blinded, Paige Kleber from Madison, MaxInc Radio.
Get up in the morning. I couldn't admit that I was crying. Couldn't call for help, couldn't be myself when you were around. Couldn't understand why you weren't such a man when I was down. To think
couldn't see the words that I could.
was flying. Couldn't quite ask, were you up to the task for me? But I should have known, I have always grown, I couldn't see. To think you loved me.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, 4 locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With 3 Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Song hits home. That is Marta Hansen, Bang Bang. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Jane. And right now we have Marta Hansen in the studio with us. Marta is a songwriter, vocalist, and pianist, and she has been performing in the Madison area for many years, has been nominated for both MAMA and Whammy Awards. And Marta is a piano technician and is the owner of the Piano Gal Shop in Sun Prairie. Marta writes about complex issues and has finished production of a video for her song Bang Bang, we just heard, and that deals with the sobering thought of school shootings from a mother's perspective. Telling the story as only she can is Marta Hansen. Marta, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, Rocker. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And Marta, tell us a little about yourself. I mean, how did you get started playing piano? Because that's got to happen. Either it happens young, but probably because your mom throws you in piano lessons.
Yes. Yeah. It happened young. I was seven. I started when I was seven. And my mom always nurtured it. She's not a musician. My parents are divorced. My mom found a $70 piano from a neighbor and got me in lessons, and I never
looked
back.
Like a real full-size piano?
A real piano, yeah.
Was it in tune?
She made sure. She had it tuned every 6 months until I took the piano when I was graduated college, and now I have a baby grand, but she took amazing care of it for me. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is the piano gal doing, by the way?
Really well. Yeah, I'm tuning 5 days a week, full time, traveling all over Dane County and outside of Dane County. And I have clients all over the place, and I love my job. It's awesome.
And you made a kind of a transference from a retail location.
Yeah.
To more of a service that's a mobile service, right?
I did. I closed my brick and mortar so I could focus completely on piano tuning and repair and doing custom work for people, refurbishing, because I was doing that already anyway, and I was wearing too many hats. So I decided to just completely focus on that. And now I'm kind of I'm a nomad. I travel to churches, schools, everybody's homes, and it's full time. I love it. I've been tuning now professionally for almost 15 years, and I've had the piano gal shop for like 12 now.
So now tell me, you know, I mean, we're so technologically advanced now. Do you use a tuning fork, or is it digital now?
Well,
AI do it?
I have an electronic tuner to give me my A440, and then I actually tune about 90% of any particular piano tuning I do by ear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I find it's more accurate actually but you have to train your ear to hear what you need to hear, but
yeah. 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 That's what my old bass player said, but yeah. No, I don't know if it worked like that. Let's see. How old were you when you started performing gigs?
You know, funnily enough, I went to school for music. I got a music degree. I taught music before I got into piano tuning, but I didn't really gig until I was in my 30s.
Really?
Yeah. I'm 45 now. After my second son was born in 2011, I was like, all right, it's my time to shine. And I really started to get brave and start writing original music and coming up with cool ways to do covers of songs I liked. And I started getting out there.
Well, that's cool to do it at that age, because you're not after the golden dream of a record contract anymore. You're doing it because you love it.
I just do it because I love it and because it makes me really happy. And I don't have any desire to make it a full-time thing. I love being a piano tuner, and I love to fill the rest of my time musically by performing, and I'm picking and choosing where I play and writing original music and just doing it because I'm passionate about it.
Now, who are Moms Demand Action?
Yeah. Moms Demand Action is actually it's a national.
It's like Clean Your Room? Or?
Right. No. It's a national grassroots organization that started about 11 or 12 years ago now, that is specifically it's nonprofit geared toward gun violence prevention. We have over 10 million volunteers nationwide.
Wow.
And it's not just moms anymore. My husband's a volunteer, mothers and others. And we, you know, we partner with community organizations, gun violence prevention awareness, safe storage. We go to the Capitol every year and talk with legislators. We work on we have a program to recruit and train people who have those values to make our country safer, to get them elected to office. Yeah. And so we do a lot with legislation and hoping to change the laws, make the laws stronger, get people to, you know, lock up their guns. And so we do, there's a lot of facets to it, but we're all volunteers and we just want to make the world a safer place.
Yeah. I could get some sarcastic comments in there, but I'll hold them for now. Some of your songs are written from a mother's perspective, including the song we just heard, Bang Bang. Tell us about Bang Bang.
Yeah. I wrote Bang Bang about school shootings can happen anywhere, and you always kind of think it's not going to happen to you.
We had one right here in Madison.
But we had one here in Madison, and it does. There's no discern. There's no, nowhere is really safe from it. It could happen anywhere, any school, any age group, anytime. And there's always that fear when you drop your kids off at school.
Yeah.
That are they going to come home safe?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just that feeling, and it's a feeling of for the kids too, that they're the generation, the active shooter drill generation, where they're just used to having that, like we used to have tornado drills.
Yeah, and all of that. Or nuclear.
Yeah, yeah, hide under the desk. And they have active threat drills a couple times a year. And parents, we're used to dropping our kids off and hoping they're going to be safe, but that's always in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
And that's scary and traumatic.
Yeah,
for everybody.
When your kid comes home and tells you that that's what they did in school.
Yeah, that they locked the door and they put a desk in front of it and they had to pretend there was someone in the hall. It's just,
yeah,
it's just, and it doesn't, you know, as a Moms Demand Action volunteer, I know that those things are preventable and there are things we can do about it. And I'm trying to do my part.
You have recently wrapped up production on a video for Bang Bang,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're fusing your advocacy for Moms Demand Action and your art, and you brought in partners to make the video. Tell us about the video, your partners, and how we'll be able to watch that online.
Yeah, so it's in post-production right now. I partnered with a nonprofit called Children's Film Academy of Madison,
mm-hmm.
And they, I was working with them, and we also recruited volunteers from Sun Prairie East and West High School Theater Departments.
Wow.
To be in the video and other volunteers, and then also worked with Stutz Photography. And got a small grant from Dane Arts as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Yeah. So and we're, you know, working, I'm sure you'll bring that up a little to, you know, fill the funding gap. But it's just been a really big team effort. And I'm really grateful to Children's Film Academy because they really know what they're doing. We had a 3-day shoot. And
they have a stake in this.
They do. Yeah, they do. So, and I think it's going to be a really powerful video. It's going to be ready hopefully within the next couple months, and there'll be a screening event, which I'll have information available for that on all my socials, Children's Film Academy website, my website. And
what is your website?
MartaHansenMusic.com.
And that's HANSEN.
Yes. And same with my Facebook and Instagram. It's Marta Hansen Music for both.
Well, thank goodness you don't spell the other ones with an O.
Exactly. So, and after the screening, then it'll be available, you know, on YouTube and on my website and on Children's Film Academy website. And
you have a Kickstarter?
Yes, we have a Kickstarter to fill our funding gap. We're over halfway there.
So there's a pretty big budget for this video.
Yeah, for a local music video, right? Yeah, it's we want to make sure that it sends a message and maybe calls people to action and wants people, and you know, calls people to do a little bit more, and maybe joins Moms Demand Action. You never know.
Wow.
Yeah.
The annual Wear Orange Gun Violence Awareness Weekend, June 6th through the 8th. It's through the Dane County Public Health.
Yes.
And Moms Demand Action. And there are several events. Tell us about the events and why Wear Orange.
Yeah. So Wear Orange is, it started in, I think, 2015, after a child in Chicago was shot and killed on a playground, and her family wore orange to commemorate her. And there was an event around that, that inspired the Wear Orange movement. And now it's a national weekend every year for gun violence awareness and prevention. And so Dane County Public Health kind of has taken the helm on that. And then we've got three events. Moms is helping out. So the sixth is from 4 to 7 at Brick Cider in Mount Horeb.
Okay.
And I'll be performing for a couple hours there.
Oh, good.
We'll have Dane County Public Health folks, Moms folks, and it'll just be a fun. Oh, and there's an art installation that there'll be a couple pieces at Bricks,
okay,
as
that's,
well.
So that's June 6th. That
June
Bricks
6th.
In Mount Horeb.
Yep. And then the 7th is a vigil. We'll have speakers, the mayor, chief of police. We'll have Melissa Aikard, several other speakers.
And this is at the Capitol.
This is at the Capitol, on the Capitol steps, on
okay.
the forward statue side.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I know where that is.
Yep. That's from 6 to 7:30. And then Sunday is just a community party event, and that is from 1 to 3, and that is actually going to be at North Sherman Avenue Methodist Church, and that'll be a community resource event. We'll have food, DJ, speakers, games. It'll just be a fun time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's the Wear Orange.
Yes, Wear Orange Weekend.
Wear Orange Weekend, Gun Violence Awareness Weekend. That's June 6th through 8th. How can we find more about those events?
You can find details on those events at both the Dane County Public Health website and their Facebook page, as well as Moms Demand Action Wisconsin Facebook page and Instagram.
That is perfect. Marta, thank you so much for coming into the studio to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Another song that you wrote that has a motherly perspective to it, it's a song called The Lasts.
Yes.
And this is just, it's crazy, complex. Tell us about The Lasts before we listen.
I wrote it. My kids are both teenagers. I have an almost senior and an almost freshman.
I've been there.
Yeah. And I wrote it. It's amazing how, you know, somebody, I had seen I think it was a Facebook post one day that they were like, you never know when you set your child down after you've been holding them.
Yeah.
That it will be the last time you pick them up. Because they've gotten too big.
Right.
And it got me thinking about how many lasts you have, like a piggyback ride, carrying them, holding their hand, walking them to school, like all of these things. And then one day they've just grown out of it or they're too big. And you never know that that moment is the last moment you have of that with your child until it's already passed.
Right.
And I wrote the song about those moments.
It's like sometimes you're looking back at an old picture and you think, yeah, when was the last time that he wore that Darth Vader mask? Yeah.
Well, my kids still wear Darth Vader masks. But yeah, you just think they just it's, you know, it's those moments where you're raising them for them to grow up and to leave the nest and to spread their wings, but it's at the same time it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time that they come to you to snuggle?
I know. It's usually me saying, "Give your mom a hug, please."
No, mom. Go on.
I know, exactly. So yeah, I wrote this song about that, and I don't think there's enough songs out there of you know, raising kids and being a mom, and that's my life, and so I write about that. So.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Songs from a Mom's Perspective. We're here with Marta Hansen, the piano gal. Let's take a listen to that song. This is called The Last. Marta Hansen, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
All right. That is Marta Hansen, The Lats. We heard all about that. Thanks, Marta, for coming down. What a great interview and a great cause she has.
Yeah, isn't she something?
Wow. The piano gal.
Yeah.
Tuning pianos. Bye, Marta. Thanks for coming down.
Bye-bye, Marta. And she just left through the back door as we speak.
Oh, boy. What a show it's been. Thanks,
really?
Thanks a lot for coming down and being our producer, Jane.
Of course. Like, I'm happy to do this. Like, I'm so glad I got this gig. You just got to know the right people, you know?
That's right. You know? Mm-hmm. Max Inc. Radio, we do this every Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We feature interviews, live performances, and after hours. That's coming up next with Rob Roberts.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I know
a great
that
show
too.
As well. Yep, we know him. And, of course, you can go to civicmedia.us to stream or get the app or listen to all the podcasts that are up there. And, of course, this show repeats on Sunday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. So in case you missed anything,
you wouldn't do that, would you?
No.
No.
Nobody does that, right?
Right. Everybody's
home listening to Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night. We've been talking about Atwood Fest all night long because Atwood Fest is just it's a great festival here in Madison on Madison's east side. They block off the whole street of Atwood Avenue from Tex Tubbs, Taco Palace down to Monty's Blue Plate. There's an entire vendor alley, just literally probably 100 vendors and food people, food carts, shops. All kinds of restaurants are down there, so there's lots of food. There's a kids fest. There's stuff for your kids to do. There are three stages. There are 30 bands, and it's on 2 days, July 26th and 27th on Madison East Side. Parker Barrel, they are from Birmingham, Alabama, but they reside now in Nashville, I believe they're based out of. We had them play Atwood Fest last year. And the drummer and the singer, they are Parker Barrow. That's like Bonnie and Clyde, right?
Right.
Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow. And so this is their band. They're kind of Southern fried rock and roll. But I am telling you, they put on a great show. So good that I decided to bring them back to Atwood Fest on July 27th on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, right after Kelsey Miles. It'll be perfect. Right before the Allman Brothers tribute band.
The Brothers Almanac.
The Brothers Almanac. So let's listen to some Parker Barrow. This is one of their newer songs. This is called Don't Tell Mama. We'll see you next week. This is Parker Barrow. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. A man yelling Free Palestine approached people on the busy Pearl Street pedestrian mall in Boulder, Colorado, torching people by using a makeshift flamethrower and by tossing Molotov cocktails.
I'm able to confirm there are 6 victims, ages 67 to 88. All of them have been transported to local hospitals.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Mark McCulloch on the shirtless man taken into custody.
The subject has been identified as Mohammed Sabri Solomon, and he's 45 years old.
No charges have yet been filed, but they may include terrorism charges. The FBI is calling it a targeted terror attack. It took place at a weekly rally to show support for the hostages still being held by Hamas. The suspect was also injured and was taken to the hospital to be treated, but we do not have the nature of his injuries. Boulder's downtown's been closed as agents sweep for devices. This is ABC News.